869.
Hi, I'm sorry. My thing did not ring.
869, no worries. That's been happening a lot lately. Make sure you write that on a work card for me, okay? And I got your request to talk. What's going on?
Hey, so I have two questions. One, I'm sure I probably might have should probably have reported this. So my first thing is when I was approaching Killingsworth, I had a green light and I came up to an intersection. Came up to the intersection, there was nobody at the stop, and as I was rolling through the intersection, I noticed that there was somebody in a mobility device that kind of yelled, that's how he got my attention, that wanted me to stop, but I did not have any place safe to stop, and I kind of looked for, you know, like there was no place safe in the intersection and no place, it's kind of that S turn on Killingsworth. And even when I made the turn, there was no place really safe to stop. And when I looked at my time, I was already like 3 minutes down, so he wasn't at the stop. Like, I just wanted to know that, like, I wasn't early. So I did keep going. I probably should have reported that right at the time. This has just been kind of eating at me. But I did bypass somebody in a mobility device. It was not on purpose. I didn't notice him. He wasn't at the stop, and it wasn't until I had gone through the intersection that he kind of got my attention.
Okay, copy that. You know, I mean, if he's not at the stop, there's not much we can do about it. We don't want you to board people at an unsafe location. So I'm looking at your time points right now, and your bus went through that time 3 minutes late. That is also correct. So, can reference this time if it gets called in at 1817 that you did report it. Yeah, you always want to report stuff like that right away just so you do have that ease of conscience. And, you know, if it does get called in, then you have your story on a recorded line already. So, like I said, we don't want you to do anything unsafe. And furthermore, this time of night, your follower is 15 minutes behind you, so he had a good opportunity to catch another bus. So I hope you have a great day.
I do have one other question for you.
All right, go ahead.
Just because I've seen other aides do this, and I just want to make sure that it's okay. I mean, I want to make sure I have permission, and if it's not okay, then I don't want to do it. On event nights at Rose Quarter, we get really backed up coming over the bridge, and I have seen aides go through where the stops for the 4 and the 44 are. And they have, like, called people over that are on, like, at the stop to board the bus, and then they turn on to Multnomah from there. It shaves off about 10 to 15 minutes from going down through the loop. Do we have permission to do that, or do we have to continue on regular route?
Yeah, unless you're directed by either us or a road supervisor, you need to do regular route. I would not recommend it just because you do run into situations where people don't know you're there and, you know, you can't get a sit for that. So I would just do regular route. If you're late, you're late. We'll help you catch up later if we can. And yeah, like I said, I mean, it's something that you can ask at the time if you guys can do it, but unless you're directed to by us or a road supervisor.